one of the best human beings.
That is the best song, too.
That is so true.
Play just before we introduce.
I'm going to say one of the best human beings that will walk on this earth. And we are so fortunate that he calls the Tri-County area home.
Oh, we love you.
Dr. Ronald King is in the studio this morning.
Can't you tell?
Wait, I'm a little. Okay, I see a little bit there.
Now, listen, Patty and I love to talk, but Dr. King, when we're around you, we are silent because you are such a force to be reckoned with. It is time to start talking turkeys.
All right. First of all, God bless your beautiful heart to all of the listeners of WRHI. That's 104.3, 94.3, 101.1, 100.1, and 107.1. We want to also thank WRHI, its co-partners and owners of the station, for allowing us to do a lot of things, because Manny Kimmel, as well as you know, is the president of the Christians to Feed the Hungry. I don't know what that means, but anyway, we thank God for the station. And for both of you, Glenn McFadden, Patty Mercer, and my new friend who is the engineer here. We won't leave him out because God's watching. I want to tell everyone, turkeys, the demand is outweighing. I shouldn't say, it's not outweighing the supply, but we cannot get enough money in on this short end of time. We are doing our Thanksgiving meal out of Jerusalem Baptist Church in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And there's a whole story behind that, but we won't go into that. But in Fort Mill, South Carolina, on Thanksgiving Day, I need volunteers.
I'm in.
I need volunteers, all ages, all sizes. We got the honor of feeding even Levine's Children's Hospital this year.
Wow.
So we have to do that as well. Come one, come all. You know you're all invited. This is not about Reverend Dr. King. This is about all of us.
Yeah.
We are co-partners. It's an outward expression of an inward commitment sent from heaven's heart to this earthly realm through me to accomplish this will.
Man, amen. So true.
So what we want to do is to let our listeners know that you can drop off your donations, whether it's turkeys, whatever you have, canned goods, etc., right here at WRHI. Take them to your local police department, fire department. All of us are working together to accomplish this one goal. We expect this year to feed over 150,000 meals if we can get the turkeys. Now, that means that some of y'all got some turkeys from last year sitting in the freezer. We'll take them, too.
So do you need people to donate financially?
Financially.
And if they do, how much are we talking, and what do they need to do?
Well, I can get the turkeys now. This is God's price.
Yes.
They have them in the regular stores at 39 cents a pound. Okay.
Okay.
You have to spend $50 to get them at 37 cents a pound. Well, Walmart has come, and York Walmart has considered to help us by allowing us to get the turkeys at 37 cents a pound.
Okay.
Okay.
Adds
so
up.
Now, you can't beat that nowhere.
Sure.
We were hoping that somebody would have a one day sale for 17 cents and then it'd be false to compare their prices. But it didn't work out that way. But God is in charge. I need your help now. Financially, you cannot go into Walmart and buy that turkey at that price.
Okay.
I can buy thousands of turkeys.
Sure.
Right.
Now, we have ordered over 3,500 turkeys.
Wait a minute. How many?
3,500 turkeys.
Wow.
And you'll give those turkeys out?
No, first of all, the first turkeys went out to the municipal police department to develop community relations between the police department and the community. And in fact, York, I think you're going to cover that, CN2. Mm-hmm. York is what they're going to do is they're going to pull people over with the red light and give turkeys instead of tickets.
Yep. They're going to be shocked. You know, because we're trained to think that if you get pulled over, you're in trouble.
Right.
And then you're going to be presented a turkey.
A turkey.
Well, hello.
By the York City Police Department. So that's something innovative. I don't know what Clover is going to do. I don't know what Fort Mill is going to do. I don't know. I do know we're waiting on Rock Hill. We haven't heard back from Rock Hill PD. I do not know why.
They're listening. I know they'll get in touch with you. That's for sure.
Hopefully. We got the Highway Patrol, who also does delivering as well.
Okay.
Now, the good thing is they do it with blue lights, and that's always exciting for me, because now they see the blue lights and it's not a danger.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because the communities they go in, the only time they see a blue light is when they're going to put handcuffs on them and take them for a one-way ride.
Exactly.
Right? We're all in this together, and it's a positive message at a time of Thanksgiving.
And I agree, and remember this. It takes truly all of us to raise not only a child, but to raise a community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the best of us, there is still the devil. In the worst of us, mm-hmm. there's still God. So God, I always look
another
at this
way,
as God.
Let me write that down.
God is a great jigsaw puzzle person. He has tall pieces, short pieces, fat pieces, skinny pieces. You know, he's got crooked pieces. He's got straight pieces. But unless all the pieces come together, God's perfect picture will not be known.
Oh, amen to that. Hey, let's talk about Thanksgiving Day. So give us the specifics on Thanksgiving Day, and what kind of volunteers are you looking for? What's the time commitment for that?
Time commitment, we start at 8:30 in the a.m. and we'll be at Jerusalem Baptist Church, located at 133 Field Street.
Okay.
That's right off of Tom Hall. Make a left right in front of the CVS drugstore. Come on down. You can park on the grass down there. It'll be that many people. We expect to put out a meal every 3 to 5 seconds.
Wow. Okay. So do we need to call ahead and let you know?
No, you don't need to call. Come. Don't call.
Just come to eat or come to work?
Both.
Okay. So you get fed.
I love it. And after you get fed, then volunteer, right?
No. Yes, or vice versa.
Vice versa. Yeah, that's true.
But the joy is that to be there with that, and we'll have everybody. We'll have doctors, lawyers. We even had the Indian chiefs down there.
There you go. Oh, wow.
We didn't leave nobody out, you know. And one great thing is that what we did was we took some of the individuals who were former prisoners or working on work release, et cetera. We took them to give them the opportunity to feed at Levine's Children's Hospital.
Oh,
and
man.
I promise you, when they came out of there, they didn't come out the same way they went in. Some of them were crying. Some of them were dismayed. Some of them were still. Some of them still ain't talking. Mm. You know what I mean? But it's something to see. And that was a joy.
All right, so what's the phone number real quick for folks to get in touch with you?
803-417-3881. That's 803-417-3881.
Or you can call the station here at WRHI.
Call WRHI 324-1340.
Now,
we want to thank you. I want to thank you. In the name of Jesus, we just pray that everything work again according to God's will, because whatever we receive is going out. Feed the Hungry does not have any paid staff.
Sure.
Every dollar comes, goes to the people.
Amen to that.
And this is my 47th year of doing this. November 17th, 47 years. We have a proclamation from the mayor for 47 years of service. You've seen it.
Yep.
Amen.
You are the real deal.
No.
Well, we love you so much, Dr.
Thank
King.
You.
But guess what?
God
really
bless your beautiful heart.
God bless your beautiful heart. And guess what? That is what God will judge. He said he will judge the heart and the intents of the heart.